The head coach of the Beavers, Tom Ceratori, now with us. Tom, congratulations on what I thought was maybe even a better effort than you had last night.
Oh, I think so. I thought we played with a lot of poise. I liked how we played with the lead. It was a good effort. It was like I said, I told our guys too. Like Bitz gets the credit a lot of times for these shutouts, as he should. But we also, that's a team. It's a team shutout. These guys sacrificed a lot. They played hard defensively. They defend quick. They block shots. So we didn't give up a lot. And that's a testament to the players out there.
It's an added benefit when you get offense out of them too. And you want to head to the third with that lead. You don't want that thing still 0-0, and Dan Billett buries it for you.
Well, big time. I mean, who's kidding who? Hockey in general is so hard to win games. Winning's hard. And when you play a sport where the first team to three typically is going to win about 80 to 90% of the games, you want to get to that number. But sometimes, too, you're sitting here saying all it might take is one tonight. You know what I mean? And you don't want to be playing from behind. And you don't want to be playing from behind against Ferris because they play so well defensively, as you saw. And it was nice that we popped that one.
Good pinpoint accuracy. Does he get enough credit for his shot?
You know what? Probably not, Schulte. It's a missile. He's got a heck of a shot. And that was just a big goal. It was a nice play by Jerry, too.
On the other end, Miles is standing there on the left post, and Brendan Harris, I don't know how he saw him through Kapellmaster or how he got that puck through Kapellmaster to the backside, but you and I were talking hockey sense and vision yesterday. He certainly showed it on that one.
Well, give Travis Winter an assist right there. We moved to a 2-3 power play. We were having a hard time because they were really extending us, and Winston said, let's just run a 2-3, try to hit our pop-up guy, which we tried a couple times, but then you know what? Typically, again, if they take your pop-up guy, the back door is open, and Harry, we talked about it, or Travis talked about it with the guys, and, you know, so it wasn't, that was, you know, kind of by design a little bit too, though, Schulte, and it was a great move by Travis to throw a 2-3 look at him, I think.
When you know a team as well as you guys know Ferris, as well as they know you guys, you've got to do some in-game adjustments just to create something, a new look, don't you?
Well, it was going on all game. We were changing our, you know, when we lost our offensive zone forechecks, we're sometimes forechecking our wall winger, then our inside winger. Well, then once we started forechecking our wall winger, they would just reverse the puck to their centerman on the wall. He was wide open. Well, then we go back to our winger, and then they would hold us. And it was just a cat and mouse all the time, and we just had to keep. It was like a punch and counter punch as far as tactically what you're doing.
Ferris has got to be thinking, what the heck do we have to do here? They got two fantastic efforts from goalies tonight, and they come away with the weekend with 1 point.
That's this sport, and we've all been there. But they'll get into a rhythm. They're too good of a hockey team, and they're too well coached.
What's the biggest thing that a coach can do in practice to get a team ready to travel that far and through that many time zones next week?
Nothing. You just got, you know, winning helps. Going in with a good mentality and a good attitude, and taking 5 out of 6 points sure helps.
See you then, Coach.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.